Well, I'll tell you what, I'd like to welcome everybody here, all these smiling faces out here. Now, I am the outgoing president. I'm being forced to sit here. I'm not like Barack. I'm not particularly crazy about the job. But I guess I'll work it out for another 2 months. We're missing a few people that I was hoping that was going to be here. I guess Dwayne had to go to Florida.
Yes, Dwayne, just so everybody knows, Dwayne had to go to Florida. I think Sherry went too, but anyhow, he had to pick up his uncle's dog because his uncle got put in a old folks home or something. And he wanted a family member to take the dog, you know. So he went to Florida this weekend to pick him up and bring him back. Well, Ron and Gene are not here while I'm telling this story, because they had to take a scooter to Columbia or somewhere west of here. And they tried to do it yesterday, they said, but the guy had to work. So today was the only day they could do it. So anyhow, and you know, they are joined at the hip. So.
Well, one of the main things I wanted to make sure we covered today was the finances and make sure that Gene and John...
I asked Gene about that this morning. Gene said that he would go over the receipts and give... I told you Dwayne wasn't over here anyhow, so there's nobody to write him a check, so he wasn't going to do no good.
So me?
Yeah. Well, you're loaded, see. So. Anyhow.
Well, anyway... Everybody's got a copy of the minutes, so please take your time, go over and see if there's any rebuttals, additions, changes, or anything else y'all may want to bring up on it. Well, I guess you'll be... wait until he gets back in to get this resolved.
Yeah, we don't have a meeting in December.
So we can wait to January and do that then. If we start out with you, or unless you need to get.
So, well, I already talked to Dwayne, and he'll be around. So, you know, he can write a check to Gene and quite frankly me, because I got a little bit of expense. Cost me $200 to mail those stamps. I mean, for stamps to mail those. Things. Well, we knew that.
Was everybody's good with the minutes? No changes, additions? Gonna let it ride as is? Okay, it would be accepted. I'll second that. I'll just jump right on in there.
Dwayne did give me the financials if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead and do that then.
He, like I said, Dwayne knew he was going to be gone, so he gave me what's to read at the meeting to make it official. And this is the October Treasury Report for the record. Let's see, 17 October, balance in the account was $213.16. On the 19th of October, he deposited six members' dues that was $120. And then he... November 5, he withdrew $200 for the client for cash. And on 12 November, he paid the Ori Electric $46.93. On the same day, 12 November, he deposited three more members' dues for $60. And then the same day, 12 November, he deposited donations. That was the $200 cash plus three windsock planes. That came to $1,173, which was pretty good for a day that just about got washed out. Okay, that fly-in was. It turned out to be really good. But anyhow, 12 November, he deposited a donation from. The 50-50, that was $61. And that left on the 21st of November, the balance is $1,380.23, which is a whole lot better than we thought it was going to be. So, I'll give you the bad news in a minute. The petty cash 17 October, he had $78.88 on hand. Kitty produced $35. He had to buy beverages on the 26 October. That was $52.14. That's stuff we sold at the one. Plus, he had to buy on the same day, 26 October, he bought coffee creamer, sugar, and other things of $6.48. And 28 October, he bought plates and things like that at Dollar General for $15. And and he also spent another $6.48 for the same type of stuff later on. That left him 21 November, $33.88 petty cash on hand. All right. And then I'll read you what he wrote, because he's got a little spill. It said, he wanted to say that we sure had a lucky day, even with the boggy taxiway. We received $913 donations for the meals. Bill Utz 50-50. I didn't know it was Bill Utz. Did you win it again?
No.
Okay. Bill Utz 50-50 raffle raised $61. The Three Wooden Planes raised $60. And he says, we got lots of people from all walks of life and the look of a child at the controls of Bill's Sharab.
Cherub.
Yeah, cherub. Okay. Formerly known as the Double Eagle was priceless. Okay. And that's it for the financials. Okay. I have more stuff that we'll do later.
I'd like to move to accept those financial statements.
Right.
Okay. So you are going to go into aircraft business yourself and get a new body?
That was a good time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were the one selling the tickets for the Pittsburgh, weren't you?
Ah, that's a blank.
I guess one of the next things that we have of interest, and I'm going to let you talk about that, is the Christmas party. Do you have the information on that?
Sure, and I don't know what the update is. Has anybody else contacted you since the last time you informed me?
No, you guys have the latest
letters. Maybe 27 people?
Last time I counted, it was around 30.
Okay.
31, somewhere in that.
That's awesome. Well,
and to tell you the truth, I think there's actually going to be more, so I hope we have the chance.
Oh, we have room.
Yeah, okay.
For those that don't know, it didn't get the emails, whatever, it's at Mango's Restaurant, right on the oceanfront. What would that be? It's on 74 North, at the bottom back side of Sands.
Sands
Resort, that's where it is. Anyway, you take 17 North, make a right on 76, run it over to the beach, make another right, and then it's on the left on 74 to come all the way back to the water, and it's on the right underneath the big hotel. So it's really nice, all glass frontage, right on the beach.
The easiest way to get in, when you get there, you'll see a door that says pizza. Go in through that door and it's full court.
It puts you right in the entrance. But anyway, it's scheduled for December 12th, 4:30. I don't know if anybody's seen what the menu was. We have a choice is what it comes down to. It would be prime rib, flounder, chicken, vegetable and desserts.
We don't have to make an order in advance.
No, it's going to basically being done as a restaurant, a per plate order. That way you pretty much get what you want. But it's only going to run you $20. That includes taxes and tip. So not bad per person. When you figure all that in, and we went up and tried their food out. We got two different things and it was very good. Very good and very nice sitting out there along the surf watching. Plus, if anybody should smoke or anything like that, there's a patio outside with seats and umbrellas. There's also an open bar there. Tab is each individual's. That's pretty much it. She said, if we wind up with too many people, then some folks are going to have to eat a little later than others. Do it just like a restaurant. But Bob and Peg already said they can't make it because they have a previous engagement.
Well, we were caught because the outfit that we committed for is gone out of business. And
Sunway Bus Company.
As of December, they're finished. But they refunded everyone but our group. They're going to run this. So that's where we...
Well, then it's still flexible. You might make it because they might be funding anyway. But that did, I think, about Christmas.
Well, and the thing is, I'll be sending out notices too. Okay. You know, I'll try to bug you to death if I can. I got to set up to call you to write you about every day or two. Hey, you know, either come or I'm going to harass you.
I don't know what else I can add. Pretty much where we stand at the moment. It seems like a little bit of a ride. It's probably, when you look at, we have members down here, we have members in North Carolina.
Yep.
So it's probably pretty close to center. The ones that live near Myrtle Beach, they've got it made. So, other than that.
Besides, it ain't but once a year.
And it's a really nice place. It won't anybody have to clean up anything. They're going to open the restaurant only opens at, I think, 5:30. She's going to open it for us at 4:30. She'll have the bartender there for us. We can mingle a little bit prior to eating if we'd like. And we have it as long as we want. There's no set time. We can stay there. If you want to stay there until the bar closes on them, you can. So it's pretty nice, very accommodating woman that... in regards to what we were wanting, she's going to make up a custom menu for us. And that's about all I have to say about that. Those of you don't know, it's on the minutes. Gary's trying to get out being president, but we're going to force him on January.
Yeah, we had a forced election last
time. Huh? He's not here, no election, right? I felt sorry for him. Bickering and whimpering and all this.
He was about to get on his knees, I do believe.
Well, you know, I've been president for 8 years, and it's time for somebody else to go ahead and do it, because, you know, after a while, you need some more blood and new ideals instead of just one somebody looking this way. Because there's a lot of things that we could possibly do, but we're so far and scattered apart that it's hard for us to get together as a collective group and do some things every now and then.
Well, the name of that place, Bill, how you spell it?
Mangoes.
M-E-N-G-O.
Yep. With an S.
Sound like an
Oregon
name. Yep. It's under the Sands Hotel, right on the beach, 74 North.
But, the only other thing that I saw on the new business was that Ron is, are you familiar with that?
Ron.
About the rent space for hangar or hangar space? Was he wanting somebody to go over it?
I can go over it if anybody wasn't here. Y'all know Ron Heidelbrink, a member of our chapter. He's looking for people that might want to invest either in property or in hangar space. Okay. I don't know the details. You have to call Ron. Ron's number's on our chapter thing on the web. But everybody knows hangar space is a problem. So if you need an hangar space, he's willing to work with us. So you might want to call him up. Might be a good investment.
Just
be at Hardy's Air Park, and it don't matter. I went over the ultralight light sport or any other thing with him. And I'm telling you, they had a rule at one time where they didn't want ultralights and things out there, but that's no longer the case.
They have changed.
Okay, they have changed. Okay. They'll, at this point now, I can assure you, if two or three or whatever ultralight guys want to go out there and do a hangar deal, you know, they might ask you not to fly at night, but you ain't supposed to be doing that anyhow, so...
That'd be a good time to bring up also about the email that you sent out about the new thing that FFA is wanting to do on the AMPs.
Well, yeah, everybody probably got that. I don't know if you got it or not, but if you have a plane and you have to deal with the FAA, they're wanting to make it to where the AMP is current. And their word for current and our word for current is two different things. They want somebody that works with it every day. And that's not going to be the case. You know, you don't make enough of it, enough money sometimes to be an AMP and do it full time all the time. So, what that's going to do.
Yeah, and they hope are fighting that like you can't believe.
Yes, and we hope they'll.
In every website, anything remotely resembling aviation, they're all screaming.
So yeah, because it's just another stone that you're trying to hit us in the head with.
That's right. FAA wants to ground everybody that isn't a commercial pilot flying an airliner.
Yes, that's the truth. That's it.
And then TSA is wanting to ground everybody besides that.
That's right. They're lucky left with the cargo, and they want to ground that with all these other things they want to do. So their objective is to get rid of airplanes completely.
Yeah.
Well, this so-called airplane group.
Yeah, I didn't know if y'all were familiar with that, but everybody ought to complain about that if you get a chance. Get out there on the website and at least send a letter of protest in to them because
I'm already on the hit list with the White House.
I guarantee you I am.
I know I am. I'm considered hostile. Yeah.
But they're fighting that dramatically. GAMA's fighting it, AOPA, even the NBAA is starting to get involved. And with those guys, they're the high-power vehicle. They got the money. So there's a lot of screaming about that. It's about the same thing as this business that last summer the EPA said, oh, we're going to outlaw Hunter Lowland in the next 2 weeks that flew around the Oshkosh this last time. And that got squashed really fast. It's a bunch of government agencies that don't know anything, and they're propagating all this stuff and just driving people nuts. The real people are a little more realistic about it.
Well, I guess we're going to have to stay on our toes in, and every time somebody comes up, I guess all we can do is just put gas on it. Small people.
The big thing is that unfortunately, you have to be involved with these organizations. If you're not an organization, you don't have any clout. The organization, EAA, OPA, whatever, has the clout.
My contention is if you're a pilot, a licensed pilot, you should be a member of ALTA because they're the biggest advocacy agency that we have. Okay, and I know it's $38 a year or something, but
magazines
are all brushed.
No, if it wasn't for people like that, we wouldn't be flying today.
They have all the medical and the legal and all the rest of that stuff.
Yeah, and they have an unbelievable website. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll do Don. This is your first time here, isn't it? And this is Don Smith, and I'll let everybody go around and introduce yourselves. Have you met that many? Have you?
Most everybody. Yeah. Larry, I
Like we've already met. I'm another Smith, so. Everybody's camp, not me. And you know this? Are you met him?
But what do you do? I know you live down here. What do you? We didn't get into that. What do you do?
Well, we're living.
Yeah.
I'm a general building contractor.
Yeah. So you're out of work.
Absolutely. Haven't done anything for about 8 months.
Yeah.
That's significant here.
Residential.
Commercial.
Oh, commercial. Yeah.
I do both though.
Yeah,
it's
like most people. Yeah.
Well, we welcome you.
Well, I should appreciate it.
Are you a private pilot?
Yeah, private pilot. Yeah, I've been since 73.
Oh, okay, good.
I learned in Baldwin, Wisconsin. My instructor's name was William Paulus. He was 78. And one of the Wright brothers signed in law.
Ooh, I'd be daring.
So, 1973, he just backed up 35 years, and, the link was there. It was pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Huh, that's cool.
Life was grand, life was easy back then, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he charged me $11 an hour with gas for the 150, and then when he went with me, he charged 13. And he sent me up north to Riceland, Wisconsin, 100 miles away from my, my student, first certificate you get. Mm-hmm. The old doctor was 90 years old. He only charged $5. I remember his words to me. He says, "Yeah, getting so, man's got to be rich to be a pilot these days."
Well, you got to remember, something like Carl was only $5,000.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Man, I wish I'd bought a champ back. Well, back then, you could buy a new 150 for $6,500.
Yeah, now that's the cost of an annual.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, we got a few members, but they're kind of scattered, and we don't all come together at the same time on a normal meeting. But
anybody here.
Everybody does pull together. We have 2 clients a year, and everybody does pull together on those. And we're hoping to kind of expand a little bit.
Splash it in this year. Not as bad as Oshkosh.
It turned out, boy, we were blessed.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of misunderstanding about the weather and stuff, and I noticed you came in for a little ways. You decided to wait till the weather heated up a little bit and dried out before you came in.
Yeah, I see how things were going. I got word that it was okay, so I popped up there.
So you saw us pushing at 182. You didn't see that, did you?
No, I went up there.
That is what made a good plow.
Yeah, Jay.
You would have to see what my gear. I plowed in that field before in my life with
my earphones. Yeah. Well, Jerry had a few choice words on that one. He said, "Why didn't you tell me?" I said, "Well, I got to get in touch with you besides the way we did." But it definitely bogged down pretty good. At least I didn't do it on the runway. That was my biggest fear. I wasn't so much worried about the taxiway.
Yeah.
But I was scared to death somebody's going to come in and put that nose down. Mm-hmm. And there's some serious damage.
Well, worse if I've been
yeah.
On my back.
On the old business, we're kind of just going over that. Some of that stuff has been taken care of, and we're still working on a couple of things there. But is there anything else that anybody wants to bring up as far as old business not listed or new business that they want to put on the agenda? I didn't ask you. Go ahead.
I don't want to tell you now. No, some of the stuff that Dwayne wanted to bring up. That we got a new member at the Fly-In. His name Tim Peterson. He's from Myrtle Beach. And he wants Dwayne wanted to put forward the membership today. A question. He wanted to vote on. What the lifetime membership cost should be. Because we've done it before. Y'all remember?
Yeah, but that was... No, not the EAA.
I'm talking about ours. Yeah, our chapter.
Well, that was kind of a crazy thing because Coquina Harbor, Russell,
mm-hmm.
and I are going to boost the pot, so to
right.
speak, when we had a
right.
nucleus something. So I will...
$100 Well, we had the reason this subject come up is because at the fly-in.
We're happy to pay every year, so that's not the point.
Well, no, I just figured y'all would remember. But there's a a man named Carl Knuth of Hoffman Helicopters, and he wants to sign up for our chapter, but he wants to pay by lifetime membership. He don't want to pay by the year. So anyhow, I was thinking it was $300. Okay, and so we actually need to decide what we're going to charge because he wants to join, but he wants to tell us how much it is. And we told him we thought it was either $300 or $250 or somewhere in that range.
Well, that probably have maybe get by age because if he has somebody 20 years old, we wouldn't want to give them a lifetime membership of $300 since they're going to raise their retirement age up to 85 anyway.
Well, yeah, but I you can't go I don't think you can go.
Not a lifetime
you
can do that.
No, I don't think you. You know, it's like an insurance policy. You're betting that you're going to win. And
you figure 10 or 15 years is faster than anybody will probably.
Yeah, because they're going to move or
something's going to happen. Yeah.
So again, we have to.
So
we really need to.
If it's $20 a year, just all by itself.
Yeah.
You want to give them a break, make it $250.
So yeah,
I think that's a reasonable number. It seems like it's
sensible. Yeah, I thought about it too, and I think 300 would be, I think 300 would be a reasonable amount of money. It's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
But so, what do we think?
Well, we're paying $20 a year.
Right. Right.
So 10 years is 200.
10 years is 200.
Yeah.
So it'd be 15 years.
Where that's
going to
be.
No.
Is she a member of
I presume he is. I don't really know the answer to that, but he has to be. Yeah. Right. Well, you know, part of our bylaws is that if you lose your EAA membership, we don't ask you for your EAA card every time. You know what I'm saying? But we hope that everybody will remain an EAA member. But anyhow, that would be. If we could vote on that and we get that done, that $300, if it's $300, that would help a whole lot because the next paragraph down is we'll go into the expenses that we're going to have to incur here shortly, and it would be nice to have that $300 if we could get it. You know.
But do y'all see any drawbacks on that? Does anybody see any drawbacks, negatives?
I don't.
No. It's pretty common in all organizations to do that. Mm-hmm. I've walked with a number of them. They all have them in lifetime capability.
Well, as far as a vote on that, then would you all be comfortable with voting on that?
I would.
But everybody's in favor?
Okay, and the amount?
300 is what we
agreed on. Okay. I do too.
Any opposed?
All right. Is it done?
Yeah.
That's good. The next new thing that I have is he wanted me to go over some of these expenses that's fixing to come up. Same time of the year, every year. Okay? And it looks like it's going to be, I'm not going to go over everything. You know, there's Falcon insurance. It's going to be $600, $650. There's EAA membership dues is $321. The lease on the building is $600. So, I mean, you know, we know these expenses. And that's going to be, we're going to be about $300 or $400 short. Now, if we can get this guy from Hoffman Helicopters, if we can get him to do that, then that's probably going to set us about even. We're probably going to be right there. otherwise, it's going to be really, really tight. We'll be right there if everybody pays their dues. I've got 16 people that haven't paid their dues yet.
Well, I'll pay for you. I'll give it to you today.
Dan laughed.
Okay. See, I don't do dues to me, so that's how it is.
Yeah, I didn't mean to talk to you about the Green Sea meeting.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be flying your little airplane up there, you know.
Well, you get the thing dried out once in a while.
Well, if you fly over the field enough, get the thing dried out.
I'll blow it off.
You blow it off.
You see an standing water, just keep going. I don't think it's a little more than standing water. Standing water for sure, but...
It's only
funny, it's all over.
Anyhow, see me before you leave, and I'll collect any, because there's a few people here that I haven't got.
My name.
Yeah, yours is on here. Yes, you are, and your brother. Yeah, there's a lot of people here.
You said my name is on the unpaid list.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll
straighten
up here with you.
Yeah, I see. And let's see. All right, Dan, Steve Little, Riley Carroll, John Matthews, Gene Dixon, Gene Baker, Will Double, you know, he's David Kapansky, he thinks he's overseas, but he ain't. He's still here. He's waiting on a security check. Is the reason he ain't overseas. The Underbakes, Walter Martins. Anybody know them?
Yeah, Walter.
I mean, they're up on the north side, but
they live outside of Jim. I stayed in there.
Really? I haven't seen him in ages. That's the reason I'm
wondering. It's been about 6 months since I've seen him.
Yeah. Jack Tarner, we seen him at the meeting the other day. We should have got their money there. Earl and Shirley, Larry, Andrew, and Jim Stoker. That's it. Anyhow.
What about this? What if you put on a monthly meeting thing like this?
Yeah.
List of people's names with unpaid that are due now.
I could. You can put a picture too for their website.
That way we'll see instead of like me and all of us, you know, getting so far. We'll see everybody's only once a year, you know, so we don't.
Usually there's Dwayne here to bother everybody. Yeah. You know, just what happens this time.
Oh, it's your turn.
So today he leaves it to me, you know. But
that's what I was thinking. Because you'll have that on the computer there every month and whatever you do.
I can post it in the public section of the website with your picture.
Yeah.
Wanted. Lots of payment.
Right.
No, I don't think we're going to go there.
Have you seen Riley lately?
About a week ago.
Did he ever get any information back on his physical?
He's got it now.
He does?
Yes.
Well, so he was supposed to take me up this afternoon.
I'm surprised he's not here.
That
he's pretty reliable for that kind of thing.
I will get a hold of him next time I see him, and I'll give him a call because he was supposed to meet me.
Yeah, in fact, he had it next day answers.
I got his number if you want to call him.
I've got his number.
Raleigh Carroll, you know him?
I spoke to him on the phone, but I never met him.
Okay, well, he usually hangs out here.
And yeah, I'm surprised he's not here.
He's a CFI.
Yeah, I was
going
to get him to do my biannual, but he had an everyone
on Friday. And he's almost always here. Something must have come up or something.
Yeah,
that's not a surprise. Oh, I think every time I called him, he was either busy or sick.
He was struggling for a little while.
Now, he told me, no problem. He says, I'll be there, Jerry.
I want to call him. I don't know.
He might have what everybody else has got.
Well, Mary Ann was fighting a bear for a while.
Yeah. My whole shop up there, everybody's sick.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I don't know why, but everybody else is dying. I mean, they're sick as a dog. I mean, no kidding. Edie and my granddaughter hadn't got it, but everybody else got it. Anyhow, that's all that I had, okay? And Dwayne, that's all that we had. I think some of these people on this list were renewal or to do lifetime membership, don't you think? We get three or four of those, we pay our bills.
Next year
we'll be messed up.
Right? Well, Christmas dinner, we're looking for donations.
Yeah, I know.
Like all the other people out here with their hands out.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no difference.
They have to have a bell this time.
Yeah. We usually have when we meet up there, we have a little kitty, little box that everybody puts a little something in every.
And what most people don't realize at the meetings is that little kitty at each meeting.
It helps.
Does cover
right.
Monthly expenses like the electric bill and sodas and anything that might be available to any member out there.
Yeah.
That's an expenditure during that month. That really helps to cover that instead of taking it out of the bank account.
Don, are you planning on, you going to join that?
Yeah, probably will.
Okay, well, we're really glad to have you.
Another reason why I got interested is because my dude just came up for random membership with APAA.
So reminded.
Yeah, he got the notice this past week in the mail.
Well, what did you find on?
Oh, I don't find anything right now. I had a 54 Tri-Caser I rebuilt and had a 38 Ronco. And I'm from California, been here 4 years. And I just sold the Tri-Caser a year and a half ago. So I have a plane.
They
gave us the airport for 10 minutes. We had six of us, boy, we had a ball. We planned, you know, 150,000 people down there because it was during the air show. They gave us 10 minutes of the air show. Just chipmunks. And boy, we had a ball. I got to see pictures of other people took. But I didn't know that airplane could go that fast. Or pull that off.
Yeah, you were on that 141 out of McCord that fell something like 30,000 feet, were you? You remember that one?
No.
And recovered, and everybody on the plane thought that they were done for.
Yeah. What happened?
That was on the A model.
Yeah.
I forgot what happened, but the thing fell something like 30-some thousand feet.
Well, it was, you're talking about the one that did it between Da Nang and Subic Bay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew about that. I knew about that. Well, I went on
it. Oh, you went on it. Huh? I was just curious.
That was the Thunderstorm. They class 26 the airplane, by the way, at Subic. He hit it about 30,000 feet. Okay, caught the updraft. He was somewhere over 45 when he went out of the updraft, and he at that point was like this with the gear out, the spoilers out, the engines back. Hit the downdraft, then went the other way, and recovered at 7,000 feet.
Yeah, they were lucky.
And they got it. They got into Subic and it had structural damage to the airplane. It was the class 26 being just written off. It's never flying again. They stripped it of anything useful, and it's probably still sitting on the base underneath the volcano ash that covered it later.
Well, I just won't get into planes, but anymore. But the one that flew in a thunderstorm at Mildenhall didn't never recover. It came apart.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The
disintegrated that one. Don't fly into thunderstorms.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But my airplane's plus 6, minus 3, and I keep it like plus 3, minus 1 is the worst I'll do. I mean, it's 58
years old. Yeah. That's about your age, isn't it?
Just learning from getting
that one. That's about your age, isn't it?
I got it by the way. I got him good. He thought he was older than I was.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have anything else.
Can I make a little statement?
You sure can.
Again, this year I'm doing a class with three different schools in Georgetown. I'm doing an after-school aviation class. And one of the things I do at near the end of the class is give them the opportunity to have a Young Eagles flight. I can always use volunteers with airplanes that might be interested in doing Young Eagles some Saturday. Next year it'll be probably March or April. So if somebody knows somebody or is interested, or if the chapter at all wants to be involved, I would like to hear from you so we can coordinate it. I got people here on local people on the airport that help me out, but more people the better on that. I may have as many as 30 or 40 kids out here to fly. At one point, on one of them I did, I had 5 airplanes, 6 pilots, and 2 people on the ground working that. And, you know, I don't want to keep going after the same people, so I'm looking for more people that are interested, that might be interested in doing it. It's a little half-hour flight. We go up, we fly up. About the Litchfield, along the coast, come back down the river and land. That's all it is, basically. About a 20 to 30 minute flight for each trip. Last year, I personally put up 42 people in my one place. I got one at a time. I also work the block of my high school up in on the neck, and I fly those kids too. So. If anybody's interested and has access to an airplane, I would love to hear from you.
Along the same lines, there's been a few of us in our chapter here been talking about possibly building a simulator. And I'm trying to find a cockpit that's damaged on the right side or something we can cut down, put a computer in it, screen and all that, black it out, where we can get it into schools. Into a gymnasium or wherever it may be, so we can get it cut down and then get it through some doors. I don't think the computer's going to be any issue. Another program, the biggest part is getting somebody to help us out with an old wrecked, love to find a 150 that we can cut down, get it down to a little bit larger than half, and So I'm trying to contact a fellow that had a little boneyard around here now. He's been out of town, so I'll try to chase him down again. But you have been talking about it. Thought it might be a neat way to approach kids in Horry County, especially through the shop teachers. I want to try to hook up. Ron said something about he knew the guy at Myrtle Beach is on the school board and at the airport.
I can hook you up with Waccamaw High School.
Well, we'd like to try just to, what do we figure being an experimental aircraft, most kids are going to be interested are ones who are working with their hands. So we're looking at shop lights. Anybody else within the school want to come along and look or what, get involved in that spray? Because sometimes that kind of enthusiasm is catching amongst them. But just something we've been thinking about, trying to get some youth into this movement. I mean, especially when you can get into ultralight snap now, pretty reasonable. Shoots, I'm looking at some kids that they're doing better than I am. They're riding pretty snazzy rides. But we, to be exact, it's been Wayne, Dwayne, and myself talking about possibly putting an assimilator of some sort together. And we thought it'd be neat if we could find a good left side of something we could utilize when it feels like you're really in the right type of environment. Even though it be a computer screen and Microsoft program, stuff like that, is to you get to get in, shut the door, there you are, and get somebody to sit down. At the fly-in, it was neat to stick those kids in the project up there. Mark said, we're afraid they were going to hurt it. I said, it's in a condition right now. You break something, I can fix it. So they were having the ball working the controls and everything. That it did what it was supposed to do. Hopefully, you never know. It might be a future pilot down the road. If we don't get to them somehow, they're going to be discouraged by what's going on.
I'm kind of disappointed that the tech schools don't offer something like either AFP or basic.
Well, one of the Conway, and one of us.
Yeah, they sold everything.
I'm talking about like the early Georgetown Tech, one that's publicly funded.
Yeah, they may do more now because of Boeing. They're talking about more technical stuff with Boeing coming along. At least when Boeing originally came in, they were going to be part of that overall group that was going to supply mechanics and people for Boeing. When they start building out there, the old airplane. So
you have to have the hand skills and the knowledge in order to be doing it. And
you have to know that even exists. I mean, these kids I talk to, I'll be honest with you, they don't know from an airplane. I mean, very, very, very little. And I start out with absolute basics. It's amazing. They're so insular. They know their neighborhood and they know their school and they know nothing else. Mm-hmm. Try to open up their horizons a bit, and I think that would be a very good idea.
Well, I'm supposed to try to catch up this, probably this week because of Thanksgiving, but
yeah.
Next week I can catch up with Jimmy or with Manny.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he might have one. Yeah. Our biggest
thing
is around here, he's the best shot.
Yeah. And
But
anybody that knows him personally, if you could touch base with him and see if you could open the door for us, that'd be great work.
The other thing is, if you need help or you need a place to do it, I've got a 30-by-40 year workshop that is presently not being used for a lot. It is fully equipped.
You flew down to South America some, didn't you?
Yeah.
You remember, if it was like down there.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of airplanes on those airports.
I mean, they're scattered on the approach and departure.
Yeah, there are airplanes everywhere. You can get any kind of airplane you ever want.
Twin engine,
Freon,
they're everywhere.
Around Brandenburg.
Around Brandenburg.
Yeah, push off into the weeds, yes.
Yeah, well,
but it's too bad it's not like that, some of that up here, because it's accessible everywhere.
Well, yeah. The problem is our chapter says challenge for funds. And that's what I say, if we can find somebody to help make a little donation there. And it's not looking for something that's an airframe. I still need at least half of the windscreen
Well, you need to get them.
The flat stuff we put in. But if it were going to be a 150, I need the right side of it, or the left side of Lynch screen to be good.
Yeah, man, you want what it looks like real.
We want to be able to black it out and make it still look like an airplane.
As far as the similar, would it be better if you just had the whole front of the both seats in the car and just start down there?
Well, that might be a little more difficult to get in into some doors.
Depends on whether you want a real simulator with instruments that actually work, or if you're just going to put a computer screen
in. We're going to put a computer screen in. Just try to get them into the environment and play with a, put a yoke in and put rudder pedals on it connected to the computer. Mm-hmm. And try to get the thought process going that way. Then they might move towards the Eagle's flight.
Yeah.
And things like that.
There's stuff you can do. And I, to be honest with you, I do this, I start in October, I end up about April. And out of maybe 40 kids that I have in this class, I'll maybe have 5 to 10 that I really think are interested. They really get it. And I think that's a tremendously high percentage, considering where we're starting.
Well, in parents now, you want to do that, it's dangerous.
Tell me about it. One of the best kids that I had, really into it, did all the work that I put them, and really wanted to do it, or raising a young eagle's flight. This poor girl was just almost bursting into tears. My mother says she can't do it. She's afraid you're going to crash. There's nothing I can do about that. In a few years, you'll be 18. Just keep this in mind. This is something you might want to do.
Well, Dan, we had a young girl over at the fly-in, and she's in college. She's got a fly. Did you meet her? She got a fly just recently, and she's got hooked.
Yeah.
And she's going to go to whole 9 yards.
I talked to her. She was taking close-up pictures of my project, like the trim tab. And I said, what about this project you find interesting? She says, you can see what makes up an airplane here. It's not all covered up. Mm-hmm. It's not hidden behind all the upholstery and all the interior. And she says, here it is, all open. And so she found that she was really intrigued with that.
She had a heart attack. She went to sun and fun.
Sure, yeah. Or our cash. Yeah. Get them there once, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
They might be able to pick them up for dirt.
Well, the thing is like I might have to talk to Jimmy and see if we can wrap stuff enough to at least cover scrap costs.
Yeah.
Because aluminum's got value.
Well, let me know. I'm kind of interested in that.
Okay. Yeah, we'd like to get some folks involved if we can, but we're all challenged right now with our work. I mean, everybody's challenged with their income right now. It's...
And Bill, when we went up to Route 66, to that guy starting a chapter, Scott Morrow, one of the things he was promoting or whatever was to go around to the schools and so forth and so on. So maybe he might be of some help. I don't know.
Well, like I say, Ron, personal friends with the guys on the school board up at Myrtle Beach Airport. So Ron's supposed to contact him to see if we can open an open door there too. So
if you need any help with dirt, I'll let me know.
All right.
I'm semi connected with them now. They know who I am and so forth.
Yeah, they still have the rocket club at the.
That's the one I work with the bottom on.
Okay, yeah. Those guys we need. Yeah, the guys with Larry.
Or Pritchard. Alan Pritchard, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy I work with.
My house is right around the corner.
I got a bunch of young eagles with them. They've got a bunch they want to do. I don't know when they get to it. But, they've been out here lately.
I'm walking distance of the school.
Yeah.
Where the house is.
Okay.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, sounds like we got some things possibly going.
Yeah, we need to try to stay focused a little bit here and try to move towards getting young people. Mm-hmm. I'm not young anymore. Kids <can't notice>.
Okay.
I'd love to see everybody get them flying. Now, those of us that are building, I think Wayne's probably getting pretty close to launch his again.
Yeah, it's great. I think he's just mere hours, if not
possibly
days.
Engine yesterday, Thursday or Friday, but he hadn't worked. He's running it back there somewhere. He can pick up a nickel where he can.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What's the status for our rank, by the way? The other time we were talking about rent and so forth and so on?
It's still, yeah, it's due.
When?
December, I think, or January. It's $600 now, you know. I guess it was $600 last year, too, but they just didn't.
That's $50 a month. You can't have it. That's a lot. That's not much.
Yeah, no, but we may have to change. We may have to change some things because we don't have enough people. They have more expenses. We're like the U.S. government, okay? We have less income than we do outlay, okay? And so we're faced, just like the government, with a decision. What do we do? Do we collect more taxes, or do we pay less on the output? Or there's a third option. The third option is, being as we still own that building, we could rent that building. There's some people interested. I won't go into it. But come January, there's some people that are interested in renting our building out at Green Sea.
Would you still have room for an office or
yes.
a meeting space?
Oh, room? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when because those airplanes and the owners thereof would be in the chapter, when we have a meeting, they could just move them out or whatever, you know. There'd be enough room. Yeah. Had to be some things done. And we'd have to, at January's meeting, you can anticipate, I'm just telling you something that don't even exist. But at January's meeting, we're going to have to talk about how much the monthly fee would be or what. Okay? But if that was done, we wouldn't have a monetary problem anymore if we did it the way I think would be appropriate. Okay? Because the individuals would get a great place to put their plane, be secure and out of the weather, and at an airport they can fly anytime they want, you know. And what we would get is a little bit of monetary security because every year at this time of the year that I've been here, what, 5 years or something, and every year this is, you know, how in the hell are we going to pay our bills? Okay, same thing every year. And usually there's two or three or four people that does have a little extra money that puts in a lot of money. Well, things are real tight with everybody right now. We need to do something different. Well, that might be the thing we ought to look at. Okay. But we'll go into that in January. But that might be a way that we can do something. So. Anything else? Going once, twice, meeting's over.